me now. What makes things valuable sometimes is the scarcity of the product. That's right. Sometimes it's the scarcity of the product that makes it valuable. But yet there are other things that are valuable because of the price tag that is attached to it. There are lots of it, but it's high priced. And that makes it valuable as far as this world is concerned. I could say tonight that there is no scarceness and there's no sore shortage in the power of God to save sinners. Amen. Whosoever will come and drink of the waters of life freely. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Jesus got up on the great day of the feast and said, whosoever will come. Amen. Without money and without price, come. But yet, amen, in all the bountifulness of it, and all the plentifulness of it, yet it is the most valuable thing. Praise God that man could ever possess. The forgiveness of sin. The knowledge of sins forgiven. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm about to shout again tonight. Amen. I was feeling pretty good here Sunday night. Amen. And I don't know. I'm about to feel that way again. But I want to tell you, this is the most valuable thing. Amen. I don't know who it was that wrote the chorus that we sing sometimes. It's been a while since we sang it. But I think that even in our own singing, we don't really comprehend what we are saying. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Do we really understand what we are saying? Praise God. Amen. That's probably one of the most simple, profound statements that you'll ever make. Amen. To be able to say, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. It's easy to say that, but brother, when it comes down to doing it, sometime it's a different story. You mean, preacher, that there's something in the, or somebody that's more valuable to you than the whole world? Yes. Yes. I found the pearl of great price. When he had found it, he went and sold all of his possessions and went and bought it. Praise God. It cost him everything. Yes, it did. It cost him everything he had. But he said, I've got the pearl. I may not have anything else, but I've got the pearl. Praise God. I may not have a lot of things in life. Praise God. And what few things that I do have. Amen. That me and the bank holds together. Praise God. Amen. I have learned to hold them loosely. For I realize that we can lose them just as quick. Amen. As the flip of a light switch. And it can all be gone in a moment. Amen. And brother, what I have inside, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Amen. I said, take the whole world, but give me Jesus 30-some years ago in a little old 2x2 altar in Leesburg, Virginia. Amen. When a teenage boy, I fell in that old altar. Amen. In a revival meeting. Praise God. Amen. I found the pearl of great price. Amen. I was willing to give up everything. Amen. And hallelujah. I understand what Paul meant when he said, I've counted all things as dung that I may win Christ. Praise God. If it comes down to a showdown, Amen. I'd rather drink branch water. Amen. Hallelujah. And live in a pine bark shelter. Amen. And pick my teeth with broom sage straw. Amen. And walk a barbed wire fence backwards with a barricade under each arm. Hallelujah. And to know that I'm saved by grace and washed in the blood of the Lamb. It's worth more than anything the world can give. Take this whole world. Take this whole world. But give me Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God said in the book of Revelation, hold fast that thou hast, and let no man take thy crown. Amen. Are you all listening to me? Hold fast. When Brother L.D. Moore was here a few years ago, he gave us several different definitions of the word fast. Y'all remember that? I mean, he had it together, didn't he? Amen. But the Lord tells us, hold fast. Hold it tight. Amen. Get a good grip on it. Amen. Count it as a possession dear to you that's worth more than anything else in life. Oh, praise God. Somebody say amen. I thought the little illustration Randy gave us, that's a good story. I might grab a hold of that and use it one of these days. Praise God. Hadn't heard that before. I thought I'd heard them all, but Amen. He got that from Alabama. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'll tell you what. Amen. It doesn't take much to get some folks to give up everything. I mean, the first little hard place they come across, they'd turn loose all the religion they ever had. I mean, the thing that's precious, the thing that was close to them, the thing that was entrusted to them by their master. Amen. They'd give it all up. Amen. At the snap of your finger at the first little trial that comes by. Amen. But brother, I got a hold of something. Praise God. And I've just decided, hallelujah, ever since I got saved, I'm going to hold fast to it. Amen. I'm going to hold on to it fast. Praise God. I mean, I got a grip on it. Hallelujah. There, brother, there's a lot of young men that got saved about long the time that I did. Amen. And some of them were called to preach. Amen. And started preaching. Amen. But as a young teenage fella, I saw them drop by the wayside. My friends, some of them I rub elbows with. Amen. My buddies. And fall by the wayside when the trials come. Praise God. I never read my text yet, but I'm doing pretty good, ain't I? Hallelujah. Give it up in just a little bit. Didn't take too many trials. Didn't take too many hardships. It didn't take too many storms to get them to turn around. Glory to God, not that I fell in the altar. I said, Lord, live, die, sink, or swim. I believe I'm just going to make it. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Somebody said if I could just have all the money that I wanted, I'd be happy. You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do it. No, you wouldn't. Amen. There's a lady one time worked for a governor in a certain state. And he came into the governor's mansion one day, and she was in the governor's house there cleaning and doing some things, and he overheard her when talking to one of the other maids there. When he come in, he overheard her as he passed by, and she told this other maid, she said, if I just had $20, I would be perfectly happy. Amen. Amen. The governor stopped and turned around and said, "What did you say?" She said, "Why, sir, I didn't know you was coming by." But she said, "I said if I had $20, I would be perfectly happy." Amen. He said, "Why, I'll tell you what. All of my life, I've wanted to make somebody perfectly happy and didn't know how." So he pulled out his billfold and opened it up and gave her $20. Amen. He said, "I hope this makes you perfectly happy." Amen. She turned around, thanked him, turned around and started back down the hallway. And he overheard her mumbling, saying, "I wished I'd have asked him for 40. Amen. You see, help me, Lord. Amen. Money don't make you happy. Amen. Somebody said, "If I was a millionaire, I'd be perfectly happy." No, you wouldn't. You'd be worried to death about somebody ripping you off or stealing it or taking it away from you. They're cheating you out of it. Amen. You'd probably set up with a shotgun all night long. Amen. Trying to protect what's yours. Help me, Lord. Amen. And then beside that, you'd be trying to make the second million. The first one didn't make it. Amen. I'll tell you what. I give up on my first million a long time ago. I think I'll work on my second one. Amen. Oh, brother. I'll tell you, money don't make you happy. Amen. If you don't believe me, you ask the Kennedy family. Amen. That's some of the most miserable folks on the face of the earth. They're not happy. Amen. Ask the Rothschilds if they're happy. Amen. No, it don't make you happy. Amen. But I can tell you what. One good dose of genuine salvation at an old-fashioned altar. Praise God. Amen. Will make you steaming, running over, popping happy. Amen. Glory to God. It'll put a joy in your soul. Amen. And a quick in your step and a smile on your face. If you get it just right, praise God. Amen. When the chips are down and everybody else is a frowning. Amen. You haven't got 2 pennies to rub together in your pocket. Amen. The rent's due and the creditors are knocking on your door. If you got it just right, praise God, it won't matter. You can still smile through the tears and smile through the trials and say, "Praise God, amen, I'm still saved by grace, washed in the blood." Amen. Glory to God. Sister Savage sings a song, "Sometime I'm a child of the King." Amen. My father is rich in houses and land. Amen. He holds the world and the wealth of the world in the palm of his hand. Amen. I remember brother, big brother, what's his name? Dead now. From Newport, Kentucky. Claude Ely. I've heard brother Claude Ely sing that song and tell a little story. Amen. About a feller come to a farm in rags and ask if he could, amen, work a few days and earn a few dollars. Amen. And he'd get out there and dig in a ditch and swinging the pickaxe and shoveling with a shovel in the ditch. And he'd get to singing, "I'm a child of the King." Amen. Praise God. I'm a child of the King. And the little farmer boy ran home to his daddy and said, "Daddy, you know that man in rags? Amen. That you told him to go dig a ditch and you'd give him his supper and a dollar or two? Yes. Amen. He's out there telling me he's a child of the King." "Amen. You mean, amen, that he's dressed in rags like that? And his father's a king? Praise God. Amen. I want to tell you, you don't have to have a whole lot in this world to be a child of the King." Amen. Praise God. Somebody say glory. Glory. I said, somebody say glory. You've got to have it made up in your mind. You're going to serve God and live right and do right. You'll have a lot of bumps in this way. You'll come across a few ruts and mud holes. Amen. God never promised you a rosy bed of ease going to heaven. But he did say, glory to God, lo, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. He never promised you that it'd be like walking in a sunny afternoon across the flowery meadow. Amen. And the birds are singing all the way to glory. But he did say, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Praise God. I just believe I'll hold on to what I got. How about you? I said, I just believe I'll hold on to what I got. Amen. I believe it's worth more than gold and silver. Praise God. Amen. Somebody said, Brother Savage, you're talking foolish. Amen. You're living in a nice house over there. Amen. Praise God. Hell, I got news for you. It's going to rot. Amen. I said it's going to rot. Amen. Praise God. Somebody said, he told us the other day you had more shoes than you ever had in your life. Yeah. Amen. Do you know they're going to rot too? Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I got more than one suit now hanging in the closet. Amen. But did you know it's going to rot too? Amen. Believe it or not. Hallelujah. Brother McCarthy, that Cadillac you're driving and that Lincoln I'm driving is going to rot. Amen. They're going to wear out and rot. Absolutely rot. Amen. They're going to be in the junk heap before too many more months go by. Amen. Hallelujah. Mine will probably get there for his will because I'll probably put more miles on it. Amen. Help me, Lord. Why, I just noticed we got two Cadillac men sitting on the same seat there. Praise the Lord. Ah, Brother Frazier, it's going to rot. Don't get your hopes in that Cadillac. It's going to rot. Praise God. Amen. Did you know they'll get bent up in an accident just like a Toyota will? Amen. Are y'all listening to me? And I want to tell you tonight, let's not get our hopes in things of the materialistic world. Don't be caught in the vacuum of, amen, materialism. Because it's all going to rot after a while. Amen. But glory to God, let's get our eyes set on eternal things. Praise God. Amen. Put your treasures in heaven where neither moths doth corrupt, nor thieves do break through and steal, nor rust doth corrupt. Praise God. Lay it up there, brother. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm going to a better world than this. I think I'll hold on to what I got. Amen. That I know is real and genuine. It's been too good. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I say, amen. Well, Randy, let's tell them about that little silver cup. I couldn't help. And it don't mean nothing to y'all. It don't mean no more to y'all than that songbook that's coming to pieces that's in the rack on the back of that church pew. I got a little old Smith & Wesson 38 5-inch barrel pistol. It's wore out. You shoot it. Amen. And it's almost dangerous. Amen. Amen. Powder just spray everywhere. Amen. It's almost. Praise God, I got a new one for Christmas. Amen. I just itching to tell that. Amen. But I got one that's old. Amen. It belonged to my great-granddaddy or my great-great-granddaddy. Amen. It's been passed down to the family for all those years. Amen. I remember as a young man, my daddy, amen, said to me one day, Lindsay, if you keep preaching good, you're going to get it. Praise God. Are y'all listening to me? Amen. Now, it doesn't mean nothing to y'all. It ain't worth nothing as far as dollar value. Amen. I don't reckon it is, Brother Roy. You probably know more about that than I would. Amen. As far as, I mean, it's old. And it ain't worth the nickel plates coming wore off of it in a lot of places. As far as looking at it, it looks old. But it has a value to me. I said it has a value to me. It wasn't your great-great-granddaddy that had it. It was my great-great-granddaddy that had it. Praise God. And great-great-granddaddy gave it to my great-granddaddy. And my great-granddaddy gave it to my... Y'all listen to me. Granddaddy. And my granddaddy gave it to my daddy. And my daddy gave it to me. And that makes it valuable to me and to me. Matter of fact, amen, it don't even look good to my wife as much as she likes me. You do, don't you? Amen. It doesn't. She doesn't like guns, period. Amen. Brother, but it means something. I can't explain what it means. I cannot express to you what it means. It just has a value. And there's been times since I've been preaching and since me and my sweet darling wife have been married that we've been up against it, brother. I mean, we've been against it. I mean, there's been times that we didn't have a car to drive to go to a revival meeting, get out and hitchhike. Amen, to preach revival meetings. I mean, we didn't even have one suit to our name. Amen. And I remember when I finally did get a suit, I had it so long, amen, that if you picked it up and looked at the light and the trousers, you could read the newspaper through the seat of it almost. Amen. Oh, brother. I mean, we've been up again it a few times. Amen. Remember, not too long, just two or three or four weeks or so forth, not too long for me and my wife married. Amen. I was up again it so bad I had one hamburger to eat in 2 weeks. Amen. There's been a few times I've pawned everything I had. Amen. To try to make ends meet. Amen. I had a little old guitar give to me one time, and it got in such a bad shape, I went and pawned it. Amen. To try to make ends meet. Help me. Are y'all listening to me? I know what hard times is. Amen. I've walked in shoes that had holes in the bottoms of them. Amen. Bigger than the old-timey silver dollars used to be. Amen. And you put a piece of cardboard in there, and you wear it until you wore the cardboard out, and then took it out and put another piece in. Amen. Kept right on wearing the same pair of shoes. Amen. Till it fell all to pieces. And then you had to pray God send you another pair. Y'all listen to me. Oh, brother. I pawned a few things. I sold a few things to try. Amen. To make ends meet and put some food in my mouth. Amen. Keep my family going. Amen. Help me, Lord. Amen. Well, after we got married, my wife had an accordion. And she kept that accordion until just a few years ago. And it got so dilapidated. Have you still got it? Well, I say, I thought she gave it away. Amen. The bellows on it's all the pieces. Amen. And after we got married, we had to pawn that thing a time or two. Amen. Try to make ends meet and try to keep the things going. Are y'all listening to me? Until you get a few dollars ahead and then go down the pawn shop and pay what you borrowed on it plus, amen, double that amount of interest. Amen. It cost you more in the interest than it did what you borrowed. Amen. Are y'all listening to me? Y'all, some of y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. I mean, we've been up against it through the years. Amen. Hallelujah. And I remember one time, Brother J.W. Gaines, Papa Gaines, they call him now. Amen. Come by our part of the country, and he saw that little old pistol, and he said, Lindsay, I'll give you $100 for it. $100? Wow. That was almost like $50,000. Amen. Been the same thing. $100. Wow. What could I have done then with $100? Amen. I looked at him and I said, it ain't for sale. He said, I'll give you 200. 200. Now that's temptation, brother. That's temptation. Amen. I said it ain't for sale. Amen. He said, would you take 500 for it? Amen. I didn't even have to hesitate. I might hesitate now, but I didn't then. Amen. I said, it ain't for sale. It don't mean nothing to you, but it means something to me. Praise God. I'll tell you, as far as this good old-fashioned salvation that was paid on Calvary's tree 1,900 years ago, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The agnostics say it's foolish. Amen. The doubters don't believe in it. Praise God. The modernists said it's outdated and obsolete. But praise God. It ain't for sale, folks. Hold fast that thou hast. Let no man take thy crown. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. To you who believe, he is precious. Hallelujah. If you don't believe, he's not precious. Amen. You might have once believed and lost it. Amen. And he once was precious, but isn't now. Amen. But if you're still a believer, amen, to you, he's precious. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I got crucified to the world a long time ago. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say glory. I said, somebody say glory. I said, somebody say glory. I remember, amen. Oh, me. Amen. 3 years ago. Maybe longer than that. My wife might could remember better than I could as far as the years is concerned. Amen. I had a man on the church where I was pastored at the time. Amen. Paid $50 to $75 a week tithe. And I mean that kind of money in them days was, amen, bunches of money. Amen. Amen. And he was on the church board at that time in that place. Amen. And he come around. I hadn't been there too long as pastor. And he said, I'll tell you what. You're a new preacher, but if you do things the way I want them, said, you'll never want for anything. Praise God. Amen. Needless to say, me and him butt heads a few times. Amen. It wasn't too long. He left and I stayed. Praise God. Amen. It ain't for sale. I said it ain't for sale. Praise God. Amen. I could have come down several times and have reaped material benefits by doing so. But it ain't for sale. Praise God. I believe it just like it was when I first got saved. Amen. If anything, hallelujah, I believe it a little stronger and a little straighter. Amen. I forget who it was now. We met some friends of ours here some time ago that we hadn't seen for years. Amen. They said, do you preach it like you always did? And my sweet wife spoke up and said, he preaches it harder and straighter than he ever did. Praise God. I want to tell you, I believe it's right. Amen. I'm going to hold on to it. It ain't for sale. It ain't for compromise. It ain't to modernize. It's the old time gospel. Amen. It saved me when I was a lost sinner and picked me up out of a horrible pit. Amen. When I couldn't help myself, it done for me what I could not do for myself and made me a fit subject for the glory world. Amen. I said it ain't for sale. I said it ain't for sale. Hallelujah, it's still right. I said it's still right. I got news for you. Amen. Hallelujah. The world is starving for it. Amen. I talked to a doctor, an old medical doctor. I'm trying to think of his name. Lives over the other side of Warrington, out there close to Early. You remember his name? Hoagland, something like that. Amen. Hey, y'all, Sister Bessie, y'all might know him. Amen. I talked to him several months ago, and he said, I'm tired of a social gospel. Amen. He said, I go to a certain church, and he called the name of it. And he said, once in a while, he said, I teach Sunday school class there. But he said, I'm sick and tired of a social gospel. Amen. Help me, Lord. I want to tell you the world's starving for old time salvation. Amen. We don't need something to tell us, amen, about modern times. We need something to give us, amen, an old-fashioned gospel of truth that'll transform our lives out of the world of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. If I get to feeling much better, I'm just going to have to shout again. Amen. Now, if y'all don't want to see me shout, you just better shut your eyes. Praise God. Hallelujah. This old-time religion still cleanses the sinners. Hallelujah. I'm convinced, praise God. I am convinced that John 3:16 will still have its effect on the hearts of men that are dying without hope and without God. It may be simple to our generation. Amen. But it's the most profound truth, amen, that has ever been uttered to this world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever will, amen, whosoever will. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, the blood will never lose its power. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now I'm preaching a scattergun tonight. Bless your heart. If you want to hear me preach from a text and a subject, come back some other time. Amen. But I'm loaded tonight with scattergun. But I'm telling it right. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. I'm telling you, the blood will never lose its power. Amen. The same gospel of the cross that saved me. The same gospel of the cross that saved John A. Jenkins Jr. The same preaching of the cross that saved old sorry Slim Settle. The same preaching of the cross that got a hold of nasty rotten Jim Booten. Amen. The same preaching of the cross that got a hold of Carrie Kelly. The same preaching of the cross, amen, that caused Randy Savage to kneel at that old church bench right down there. The same preaching of the cross, amen, that got a hold of Mac MacArthur. Amen. And Bessie Settle, praise God, will still transform men's lives. Amen. And change us. God chose the foolishness of the preaching of the cross to save the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whew. I'm feeling better. Amen. I'll tell you what. I've read after and I've admired some of the old-time Methodists in their preaching. Amen. Some of the preaching of John Wesley. Some of the most profound preaching you'll ever read. Amen. The last few years, I've been greatly saddened. Amen. By the, deterioration and departure from the truth. Amen. Although, at one time, the great Methodist movement. Help me, Lord. Amen. They've been debating in their council conferences nationally what songs to take out of their hymn books. Some of you, I'm sure, have read some of the material. And they took out, amen, some of the songs that had reference to the blood. They took out the direct reference to God as He. Amen. Are y'all listening to me? And they wanted to take out the battle hymn, the Republic. But there was such a national outcry from within their own ranks that the committee that was appointed to restructure their songbook had to reconsider. And they left in, amen, the battle hymn of the Republic. Glory to God. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. But I was listening to the radio last week. Amen. And one of the programs was interviewing, amen, one of the upcoming theologians in the Methodist movement. Amen. And he said on that broadcast, he said, there is a revival going on in the Methodist church. Praise God. Amen. He said, there is the younger men that's coming from the ministry. Praise God. Some of the old heads done backslid. God had to raise up a new generation to get a hold of something. He said, some of the younger theologians coming out of the seminaries of the Methodist movement have returned to preaching of the cross of Jesus Christ as the power of God to save men from their sins. Almost shouted, Brother Roy. Hallelujah. Can I tell you tonight, it's still the power of God. It still has its effect on men's lives. Amen. In 5 minutes, it can change an alcoholic and drunkard. Praise God. Hallelujah. It doesn't take God 1,000 years to make a saint. Amen. But in about 30 seconds at an old-fashioned altar, he can take a drug head and a dope addict. Amen. And change his heart and make a new creature in him. The preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ has changed the world. Can I have 5 more? Oh, brother, it will still change men's lives. Amen. I said it will still change men's lives. Whosoever will, let him come. Amen. God has already made his choice. He is waiting for us to make our choice. God didn't have to deal with a little old savage, snotty-nosed, goofy boy that didn't have hardly enough sense to come in out of the rain. God didn't have to deal with my heart as a teenager. But he did. But he did. And he drew me to him. Praise God. He made his choice, and I made my choice. Hallelujah. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. And I won't turn back. I won't turn back. Oh, take this whole world. That's all it takes. Make that weary a full surrender. Determined for eternity. Oh, take this whole world, and I won't turn back. I won't turn back. Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Oh, take this whole world, give me Jesus. Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus.
Oh, Lord, I won't turn back.
Glory to God, sing it.
Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus.
Glory to God. Oh, take this whole world. Oh, take this whole world.
This whole world. But give me Jesus. I won't turn back. I won't turn back. Oh, take this whole world. But give me Jesus. Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus.
Oh, take this whole world.
Oh,
I won't turn back.
Oh, no,
I won't turn back. If nobody will go with me. Oh, if nobody
will go with me.
Oh, if nobody
will go with me.
I won't turn back. Oh, I won't turn back.
I'll take this whole world, but give me
this whole world. Praise God. Hallelujah.
You can take this whole world, but give me Jesus.
Oh, take this whole world,
but give me. Oh, give me Jesus. I won't turn back. Oh, no, I won't turn back.
Oh, Lord, I started for the kingdom. Lord, I started.
Oh, for the kingdom.
Oh, oh yes, Lord, I started.
Hallelujah. For the kingdom. Oh, I won't turn back. I won't turn back.
Oh, take this whole world.
Give me Jesus.
Sing it one more time.
Take this whole world. Just give.
Amen. Say yes, Lord. I surrender. I give it all to you. Amen. Nothing in this world means any more to me than Jesus. Oh, take this whole world. Oh, take this whole world. Oh, take this whole world. I won't turn back. I'll take this whole world.
Just give me Jesus. Take this whole world. But give me Jesus.
Oh, take this whole world.
But give me Jesus. I won't turn back.
Hallelujah.
I won't turn back.
If nobody will go
with you. Oh, if nobody will go with me. If nobody will go with me. I'll not turn back. Oh, no, I won't turn back.
Oh, take this whole world.
Oh, give me Jesus.
Oh, take this whole world.
Dear, give me Jesus.
Oh, take this whole world.
But
give me Jesus.
Oh, I won't turn back.
Hallelujah. Glory. Won't you just lift your hands and praise Him? Oh.